You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity, and I'm joined in studio by the singing duo. We got the newfound infamous Jake and Papa. What up, boys?
Hey! What's going on? Let's go with it.
I'm very excited to have you guys in studio. Thankfully, Lauren got you guys in studio.
Yes, yeah, shout out to Lauren.
All right, we brought the scarf up. All right, we're ready.
Man,
you guys are ready.
From LA, man.
Ready,
you got to bring the bandana.
Yes, yes.
Boop! You guys have a new EP out.
Yeah.
Athena's Erotica.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys did some pretty cool stuff on this. One thing we were talking about before this is you guys came out with a short film for it. Why was that something that you guys wanted to kind of experience?
Man, we just wanted to. It's actually, we're giving people four snippets of the songs. Two of the songs being the two out of the four bonus tracks. So just kind of wanted to give people a snippet of the music they can be expecting from the EP visually. Because, you know, it's just we write visual music. So just wanted to do that, you know, paint that picture.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to get a little deeper into that, but before we do, I just want to ask you talk to you guys about some Twitter topics. The first one being this week. Have you guys heard about Lauryn Hill?
We did. Yeah, I seen that.
What happened? Seen it? Well, you know what? Let's just play the video first.
She's doing the pan?
She was an hour and a half late to her own show, and then she had this to say to one of her fans.
Or, when I get up on this stage, don't be disrespectful. Okay, here we go. You can go. You can go. I would prefer that. You're not gonna mess up my vibe to the rest of these people. You're not gonna do that. So if you want to quit, you can quit. And you can get your money refunded. You can go. I'm all right with that. I'm all right with that. I'm okay with that. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. There's a gentleman over there who just did something I don't like. Can you please escort him out and refund his money? I don't need to win you over. You don't need to win me over. You can go. And you can take all your money right back. It's all right. I do this because I love it, not because I owe you anything. You understand that?
So that was Lauryn Hill the other day. Hour and a half late. Now, this is something that Lauryn Hill has been doing to almost all of her shows. She's been showing up late to her shows and kind of getting an attitude with some of the audience members. This one obviously was caught on film. I'm kind of torn between it because I'm like, I get it to a point. Like, don't come to the show and be disrespectful. Like, okay, yeah, she was an hour late, but, you know, we're all late to work sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I started reading reviews and things like that. And, you know, some people were sticking up for her and some people were saying, like, this one girl was like, dude, I traveled on the metro. It took me 3 hours to get there and had to transfer two times, like, you know, so to get there and then have to wait. And then I had to leave early from the concert because I had to be home by a certain time because she was late. So she was like, so I spent $200-something a whack night.
Well, I'm going to say this, man. I hate to be on the, I'm kind of on the fence and I don't like to be a fence rider, so I'm going to just pick a side. I feel like when you come into this business, this is what you sign up for. You feel me? No one cares about whatever, you know, it took for you to be, you know, whatever was going on to make you an hour and a half late. Mm-hmm. So just be on time. You know, like that woman's story. She paid the money to come and see you. So she doesn't care about, you know, you being late and all that. She just wants to see you perform. So just be there. Mm-hmm. Once that desire leaves your body to want to be on time and want to give the fans exactly what they pay for, leaves your body, stop doing it.
Why?
Because, like, that's what we're here for. We're here for them.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting with Lauryn Hill, someone who put one album up.
Right. Yeah, Lauryn Hill, you could tell she doesn't really, she doesn't really do it for everybody else. She does it, like she said, because she loves it. So, it's, I mean, she did the Unplugged album, too, which changed my life. Right, Unplugged changed my life. But even during the Unplugged performance, you could tell it was really just her just expressing herself. And if you want to listen, listen. If you don't, get out, you know? So I feel like that's always been her outlook. It's just, you got to be a little more respectful to
her. What about that album changed your life?
The writing on the album, I feel like it was... in regards to just lyrics, it was one of the most intelligent albums ever written. The music she was writing was so introspectively expressive. It was ridiculous. That's why she cried so many times during it, because it's like she was really reflecting on not only things she's been through, but everybody in the crowd was feeling it like crazy, because she's describing things you've gone through, but it's so clothed and so deep. Yep. It's like, this is really poetry, you know? Right. It was amazing.
And even, I mean, the stuff that she puts out in 2014, you know, she gets so tarnished because people get mad at her for being late to her shows, and maybe she just doesn't need to do... I mean, she's doing the shows because the girl needs some money. Like, let's just keep that real. Mm. But, I mean, as far as her art, like, she put out... what was the name of the latest song? Oh, my God.
I haven't heard nothing.
You haven't heard it?
I heard that. What are you talking about?
And she's like... it's really fast, but it just sounds like slam poetry on some, like, new 2014 beat.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that to you. So you can
listen.
Yeah,
send that over, man. So, I heard it one time.
Lauren, I mean, she be doing it, but... Yeah.
We love Lauren Hill, man. We love you, and we want to see you keep performing. Just, we could just got to find that balance, baby. Yeah.
At least she gave the man his money back. Yeah. She didn't just kick him out. All right, moving on, Mario. Mario is going to be in the new play, Hair, out here in Los Angeles.
Shout out to Mario, man. Real cool dude.
But he did an interview recently, and he spoke on the music industry today. I want to read his quote and then just hear what you guys think about it. He's talking about racism. He goes on to say, it's definitely common in the industry, but not as much as people might think. The older generation has more to say about racism. My generation, we're all connected through social media and music. I try not to see color. In entertainment, quality will always win, no matter what color you are. Young black artists shouldn't make fly-by-night material. Our music should always be at a high level so that we can compete with the best. And then when they came out to ask him where he's been music-wise, he basically just said there's not enough up-tempo in traditional R&B for it to sell right now. So I'm working on something that will reach the masses. Hmm. What do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about? Let's break this down.
First section, yeah.
The new generation. Another show we have here at Black Hollywood is this week. We're talking about the new generation versus old generation. Do you guys think the new generation has an easier time with dealing with racism, or they understand?
I mean, yeah,
I think so.
I mean, we have to be realistic and just consider the things that were happening with the old generation. You know, people had to play segregated crowds, and if you didn't want to, you were banned from certain cities. Like, that's ridiculous. We don't have to deal with anything of that nature nowadays. Nowadays, it's more of surface, and, you know, it's like they'll see you a certain way, treat you a certain way, but you still get to express yourself musically. Yeah. So I don't think it's in any way comparable. You know, if you make good music, you will rise to the top. And we've seen that. A lot of the biggest pop artists right now are black hip-hop artists, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't think we have a reason to even bring that to the forefront anymore.
Mm-hmm. He then went on to say, our music should always be at a high level. Young black artists shouldn't make fly-by-night material.
I don't think anybody should make fly-by-night material. It's not even a color line.
Right.
We don't like fly-by-night material in regards to anybody. It's annoying, you know? But some people, it's just all they can do. They're expressing themselves, and that's the way they express themselves, you know?
And it blows my mind that everyone keeps coming after hip-hop, being like, you know, all these rappers are coming out and making the same song. It's like, have you been listening to pop music?
Yeah, right.
Country music.
It goes on both sides, man.
Rock and roll.
Yeah. My argument with that, man, is always going to be some artists in every generation where they say, that artist can't even sing. Look and lose their music since the beginning of time, man. Yeah. Like, if you go back. So it's like, it's pointless to have those arguments. That's going to happen all the time. Even if the music gets great, there's always going to be somebody who's making good to average music, and they're going to be talking about them, you know? So it's always going to be there.
And then as far as his feelings with leaving R&B music, or maybe just not focusing on that right now and focusing on something that will sell more, I don't know if it's just maybe they worded it wrong. It just sounds a little off to me.
Well, we actually had the privilege of being in the studio with him and hearing his new music, and it sounds R&B to me.
Really?
Yeah, it's just good music, you know? I'm a fan. I want him to put it out.
Yeah, put it out, man. Like, the people who will take to it. I think a lot of R&B artists are scared to do certain tempo things because they feel like they're selling out. But it's okay to adapt. Like, that's why we love R. Kelly so much, because he's the king of adapting. It doesn't mean you're selling out. It means you're adapting with the business, you know? Yeah. So I feel like if he put out what we heard, it'd be dope. Yeah. It sounded good to us, you know?
All right, so they all have it. They just put the stamp on Mario's new game.
Yeah, he's dope.
Moving on. All right, so Tamika Tiny Harris. We all know about the drama she's been going through with T.I. Mm. Well, she has a message for T.I. She dropped a video called What the Fuck You Gonna Do?
Is that right?
I'm into it. It's like everyone's on the fence about it. Because my thing is like, after all the years, I know Tiny used to be able to blow. Mm. But like, I don't know what she's been doing from then to now. Mm. You know what I mean? She's a mom. She got a lot of shit she handling. She's probably blowing it down. You know what I mean? Like, her voice probably ain't the same. So, minimal autotune. I'm into it. I like it. I like where she went to it. I feel like she was like, Keisha Cole, who? Mm-hmm. Let's take a listen to What the Fuck You Gonna Do by Tiny.
Okay. Step out on faith and just do your own thing. God, I love you. And I think you just gotta do what's gonna make you happy at the end of the day.
Clearly, you ain't thinking. Boy, tell me how you sleep at night. Cause you're a little bit lonely. And you know that. If you knew what's good, you would do right. Yeah. I was born and she lied. I'ma be this right or die. I show you what it feels like to be on the other side of the gun. Don't keep tripping on me. You know he want it anyway. Don't be sleeping on me.
Tiny, what the fuck you gonna do? What y'all
think? Damn, I honestly didn't know what to expect, but I fuck with that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, you know, vintage escape shit.
Total tripping.
Huh?
It reminds me of Total Trippin' at the very beginning when she comes in.
Yeah.
Because it's been bothering me like the past couple nights and my roommate was like, that's Total right there.
It sounds like some vintage stuff, yep. But it doesn't sound dated at the same time. I like it.
And I can't wait to see who's going to remix that and do something with it because I don't think it's going to be on the top of the charts or nothing, but I'm just happy she did it.
Right.
And put it out
there. I think it's great for artists from back then to come back and do some new shit and it sound good, you know, because we're used to seeing like, you know, not gonna say no names, but artists coming back now and being like, bro,
that thing ain't right.
You're tainting your image.
Stop it, dude. Just leave it alone.
bro.
Well, let's talk about a positive image. Is you guys, we talked about Athena's Erotica 2.0.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And you guys put out this short film. Why the name Athena's Erotica?
Athena's Erotica basically symbolizes sex and war. So we wanted to take the image of Athena and mesh it with the bedroom because there are a lot of warfare activities that happen in the bedroom when it's done right, you know? So it can get a little violent, it can get a little menacing, a little dark, and we wanted to portray that in the music. So we felt Athena's Erotica would be the perfect title.
And how did you guys pick the songs that you wanted to feature in this video? Why were these four songs specific for this video?
Well, not only do they go well together storyline-wise, but we wanted to grab two from the original, because this is a re-release.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to grab two from the original and two from the bonus. And basically, those two will probably be the next two videos, and the last two will be, are part of the bonus. So...
All right, so we're going to take a look at this. This is Athena's Erotica 2.0.
Yeah.
By Jake and Pablo. Mm.
Go bring your body over here. Little panties over there. And do that freaky thing you do. That keeps me coming home to you.
All night long.
Inky Ink.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. So that was what it looked like. It was a fun shoot.
Man, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing. A little hectic, but it was fun.
So, love and war, sex in the bedroom. Why are these the topics that we want to focus on in your music?
Because it's beautiful.
Yeah, sex is beautiful, man. A lot of people just shy away from it, scared to talk about it. It's really a beautiful thing. You know, especially the erotic side of it when you start experimenting. Yeah. Doing scary things, doing things that you normally, you know, wouldn't really set your mind to. Handcuffs, tying up, shit, weird places. You know, it's fun. You know?
Where does the war come in?
The war comes in, you know, during violent activity or when the argument's happening, you have the makeup sex or, you know, these are all the things. Because, you know, love isn't perfect. You know, we all know that. But we always find a way to bring it back, and that's when the war happens.
In no way are we promoting domestic violence. Like,
no,
basically, you know, like, if you hate me, take it out on my body.
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So you guys must be really excited for, was it the new Grey? Was that Grey's?
Yeah, that was a good book, man. It was interesting. Interesting. You know,
get you guys on the soundtrack?
Yeah. Hey, plug.
Making dreams happen. All right, let's get into you guys, though. You guys are brothers.
Yes.
What was it like growing up in your home? I mean, both of you guys being musically inclined, was there competition between the two of you guys?
Nah, never between the two of us. You know, we basically stuck together our whole lives. We started off in another group. Well, it started as Jake and Papa, then we went into a group with our other brothers because, you know, it's 13 of us all together and we all sing. So that didn't work out. And it's back to Jake and Papa. It's been us for like 3 years.
So wait, how many of you guys were in the first group?
Five.
Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like the whole 13.
No. It's a bit much. Yeah. Wasn't the Wu-Tang Clan, yeah.
Yeah. So it was fun, though.
Yeah. Just growing up singing all the time, you know, mm-hmm. being rough, playing football with no pads in the house with a Nerf ball.
But when was it that you guys realized that this is what you want to do?
Honestly, we had our first talent show when I was 4 and he was 5. And we did Jump by Criss Cross and the crowd was crazy.
Yeah.
And when we saw the reaction that we can get from expressing ourselves musically, it was like, this is it, you know, yeah, this is it, done for the rest of our lives.
And why do you think it was you two that kind of stuck together throughout the years to like as far as your synergy with your music?
I mean, you know, every large family has like, you know, their own little cliques. Like me and him are 20 months apart, so we've always been, you know, Jake and Pop, go get this, Jake and Pop, come here, Jake and Pop, go take out the trash, you know. So it's just what came naturally, you know.
And kind of, you know, the artist development, this is something you guys have been doing since you were little.
Yeah.
How do you stay true to what the vision is that you want? I mean, you're growing up, obviously, at such a young age, you're getting all these influences, you know, being added onto you. How do you stay true to kind of figuring out what your sound is?
Man,
that's a great question.
It's a really great question. And I think it's all about balance, man. It's like you got to find the balance between staying true to your artistry as well as knowing that it's bigger than you. You know, mm-hmm. it's about, we're not only telling our story, we're telling a lot of people's story. So staying true to our artistry, but also staying connected to what people are going through and, you know, giving them what they want.
And same thing?
Yeah, I completely agree, man. That balance is just everybody, a lot of people are scared to adapt, especially R&B artists, man. Like, don't be scared. There's people out there who need to hear what you have to say, you know? You just got to deliver it to them in the right way.
Well, and that's, you know, I was actually talking to Michelle Williams the other day, and she released that song, Say Yes, which is gospel, but it's on that, you know, techno beat. And I was like, I love the idea behind it because it's putting cool music with a positive message, which we're missing today in the world.
Right.
And, you know, she said it's something that, you know, even though it was released, it's not perfect yet, but it's getting there. It's getting to a place where we can get people to listen to, you know, a certain sound of music, but we have to hit these certain notes in people's ears. Mm-hmm. It's a science it comes down to. Yeah. And it's funny because R&B has just kind of, that tempo is so gone. Like, it's like the 70s, the tempo, the BPM was what, like the 60, disco. 70, yeah. Then you get to the 80s, BPM gets up a little more, it's like 80, 90, 90s. It's like, all right, now we start getting freestyle music. So for you guys,
98 BPM.
Who were your influences growing up? Now it's like 160 is the BPM, and you just feel like you're going to explode walking into a club.
Right.
But who were you guys' influences growing up?
We draw inspiration from everybody, man. But, you know, main influence, I would probably, Donny Hathaway personally.
And Sam Cooke, for sure. Favorite.
But we love Jodeci, R. Kelly.
I was that's who I was sitting here thinking.
Yeah, for sure, man. We grew up on all that.
Yeah.
And as far as what you guys want to do musically, all right, we've re-released Athena's, Erotica. Is there a certain theme that we want to stick with as artists, or is it this is where we are creatively right now? You know, this is our bubble right now. This is our world. This is the sound that we're delivering. You know, as far as you guys are artist-wise.
See, that goes back to your question about staying true.
Yeah.
That's a problem that many artists have. It's like you got to adapt, but at the same time, you got to give them something to connect with. And if you're continuously changing your image or, you know, whatever you're presenting, they're not going to get it. Yeah, you know, so we feel like sexual warfare is the lane that represents us the best, and what we feel needs to be brought back to the game. So that's what we're sticking with.
I love it. All right, so this your newest single is called Basement Party.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about this song. Featuring Dub.
Yes. Yeah, that's the homie. Basement Party is basically about, you know, your typical around the way L.A. party in somebody's basement. You know, everybody's so used to these clubs, but that's not where the fun is.
No.
The fun is in the basement with the lights turned low. You got the music banging. You got the gate open and the whole street is hearing the music.
It's a little hot.
You're just in there freaking. It's a little hot. You know, you got the blue lights in there and you're just having a good time.
Not everybody smells the best.
Yeah, so I told the girl in the song, like, my fantasy was always to make love in the middle of a basement party. So that's what happens in the song.
Where did the inspiration for this come from? Where were you guys when you were writing the song?
Man, we've been to a lot of basement parties, baby.
When I was writing the song, I was actually in a mansion, like in it, and we were in Studio City, up in the hills, you know. But when I heard the beat, that's what I felt. You know, I felt grimy, dirty basement, and I'm like, I'd rather be there than here. You know, I'd rather be in that basement freaking than in this house right now. Right. So it was like, let me write this real quick to get it off of my shoulders.
All right, so let's take a listen. Basement Party, Jake and Papa featuring Doug. Mm-hmm.
Say, what's a girl like you doing anywhere around here? With your poetic justice, praise and bamboos in your ear. She said she came from the IE, moved to the valley, and knew some Hoover homies. Well, I think you're the sexiest thing I've ever seen. I said it's been a fantasy of mine to make love at a basement party. I let her take a hit of my feet, then pulled her closer. Cause I ain't never seen a pretty little freak like you before. Your pretty little frame make my jaw drop down to the floor. I could tell you a freak by the way I got you dancing all over my khakis. Who would've known we make love in the middle of a basement party? A dark room with a black light lamp shining on your skin. Hotter than hell, but you're moaning, you shake, let me know that I'm in. Grabbing your braids, gripping your thighs around my waist, now I'm in it right. I can feel the sweat dripping. You're the wettest in the building.
Nobody
know like I do, cause I'm fucking you.
Jake and Papa Basement Party. Whoop, whoop. Very dope.
Yes, sir, thank you.
As far as you guys compliment each other really well. What is it that one has that the other one doesn't that you guys kind of make up for each other? What would you say is that your strengths and weaknesses as far as each when it comes to each other?
That's a good question.
Vocally, or you mean like the full package?
Just the full package wise, because I just think it's interesting seeing brothers, you know, having to be put in a work field. And
yeah, that's a great question.
Seeing how they balance out.
Well, he's a little more laid back. I'm a little more in your face. So, okay. You know, some people don't like either one. So when they don't like the in your face stuff, he comes in and balances it out. Mm-hmm.
And vocally, his voice is deeper than mine. It's more dynamic. Like he can sing way more forward, and you know it's more dynamic. So you know sometimes he'll take it home and bring the whole song together because he has that finishing presence in his voice.
When you guys write, and this is one thing that always intrigues me too, is how do you guys come up with the songs? Is it people give you guys beats? Is it sometimes you guys are in the studio and you know the producer's making the beat? And, you know, you're like, oh, shit, this reminds me of this. It makes me want to just fuck a bitch in a basement.
Yeah.
Just write a song. Or is it like...
all of them. Like, everything you just said, it's just anything that happens in, like, however creatively it comes together. It comes together. Like, sometimes he'll have an idea of a song in his head with no music whatsoever, and he'll send it to a producer. He'll make a beat around it. Producers will send us beats. I'll write a hook. He'll write a verse. We'll be in the studio. They'll make a beat from scratch. I'll write a hook, he'll write a verse. Like, it's always just.
Do you guys have a method that you prefer at times? Like, has just kind of worked a little better? Or
I mean, as far as Athena's Erotica, a lot of it was built from scratch.
Yeah.
Like we go in there and lay a hook and be like, build a beat around that. Mm-hmm. And then we sit there with them while they're making the beat. Like, no, don't use that sound, use this sound. Like, we think it comes out better like that.
More
genuine, you know, more sincere. Rather than just picking beats out of email, which, mm-hmm. you know, we can do that too, but it's all about growth.
Mm-hmm. I love it. 2014.
Yeah.
Going into 2015. What are we missing in music?
Sexual warfare.
Other than you guys.
Man.
That's a great answer.
That's it.
Sexual
warfare,
yeah.
Yeah.
Everything else, we're getting in doses. I feel like there's great music out there. You just got to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when it comes to that sexual warfare, them dudes right there, they kind of bring it together. they kind of give it to you, man.
You're giving the Dougie rub right there.
I mean, if you think about it, like in every era, there's been, you know, somebody to Isley Brothers, Marvin Gaye, R. Kelly, Jodeci. There's been people
Madonna,
to
Madonna, man.
Yeah, Madonna with her Erotica album. You know, they've been in your bedroom and you've been able to say, I made my child off of that, you know. And we love turning up just as much as the next ratchet, but you know, after you leave the club and you take that beautiful woman that you met in the club to the house,
mm-hmm.
you know, what are you gonna make love to, you know, or fuck to, or you know, whatever you want to call it, what are you going to do it to? Jack and Papa, Athena's Erotica.
I like it because it's not just coming from a fuck
right.
point. It's right. a let's be intimate.
Right.
And I think that's something that that's what we're missing in 2014 really? Is intimacy. Mm-hmm. Just in people. I mean, all these kids are on social media. They don't know how to have conversations with each other.
Right.
It's we all are used to sex and mm-hmm. watching it and talking about it, mm-hmm. but are we really used to having conversations about it and being
exactly.
that intimate, you know?
That's what we're just trying to do, is put it back in conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said, the kids, like, I don't really feel like we came up under OGs and old players, you feel me, who taught us how to talk to women,
right?
You know?
Like Justin Bieber's teaching these kids,
right? Like, you can't just hop in a woman's DM and just say what you heard on
and
the
no,
last Lil Wayne song. Like, that might not work for you, player, like, you feel me? So, you know, we're just trying to teach them how to talk to these ladies, you know. Talk to them like ladies.
And, I mean, you guys have collaborated with some amazing people, and you guys brought up R. Kelly. What, as it being an influence in your life, what was that like, that experience like?
That was a dream come true, man.
He had to flop open the
yeah,
vest
I'll
a second.
Never forget that day when they played it down for us and we heard his verse. Is amazing, you know? Yeah. It's, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's just you grow up listening to these people and to know that they want to mess with you musically. It kind of brings it full circle, you know?
Was that kind of, that was an aha moment for you guys?
It was like, we're on the right path, you know?
We want more. You know, shout out to R. Kelly. We love to actually get in the studio with him and record because we didn't get that opportunity. Mm-hmm. He just sent a verse, but we would definitely like
take
you know?
It any way you get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Who are some other artists that are out right now that you guys have kind of just spotted your eye on or thought that they're kind of killing it in the game?
There's a few.
Yeah, you mentioned Lana Del Rey. Yeah. I love Lana Del Rey. Her new album's nuts. Mm-hmm. Tori Kelly too.
Tori Kelly.
Did you go to her concert?
I've never been, but she's live. She sounds perfect. Live is nuts. Come on, man. She sounds recorded.
Man.
BJ Chicago Kid.
BJ Chicago Kid. I love Janae. She's just a beautiful spirit, and I love to make musical babies with her. Kendrick Lamar, I think, is one of the best lyricists that we have in our generation right now. I think Drake is really dope, too, man. Like, you know, people can make fun of Drake. You know, I probably make fun of him sometimes, too, but you can make fun of him all you want to. But at the end of the day, he stayed true to himself, and we can't knock that he's consistent. Mm-hmm. Like, and he says shit. He says stuff that we can all relate to. Yep. So he does that better than probably anybody.
And kind of like you guys said, you don't want to be afraid to do it, but like he does. He speaks about things that all these motherfuckers making fun of him do and say.
Exactly. Behind closed doors.
Right.
Exactly.
That they don't want to admit to the homies.
Yeah, so bye, Felicia, to all of that.
Right.
All right. So as far as you guys, where can everyone go get the album?
Man, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Google Play, all of that. Just type in Jake and Papa Athena's Erotica 2.0, and you'll see that, them two faces.
Your website is?
JakeandPapa.com.
And your Twitter and Instagram is?
Jake and Papa.
Yeah, at Jake and Papa, JakeandPapa for everything.
Real simple, y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get into the six mix right now. We're going to play six songs. We're going to play a little snippet of each one. Let me know what y'all think of it.
Cool.
I don't know if y'all have heard any of these yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this one. The first one, it's August Alsina. This guy's everywhere, featuring Nicki Minaj, No Love Remix.
You can't treat me like you treat them. Yes, I am the creme de la creme. Yes, I am from 1 to 10, 10. You frontin' in them streets, you saying we just friends. You can't front like this, ain't way realer. I know you hard, I know that you a killer. I know you started off a dope dealer, but let your guard down, your niggas know you filler. So what you want, baby?
All I want is you. So what you trying to do? Pop a couple pants with a nigga like me. Nothing ain't the same with a nigga like me. You used to
August Alsina. What do you guys think about him? He's been everywhere. I personally don't really see the craze, and it's no shade on him. I think he's talented, but I lost my love for music for quite some time, actually, and I'm just starting to get back into it because I felt like everything being put out there didn't have a soul to it. And I kind of just get that with him. Like, I hear it. Like, I want to get into it. I want to just fully embody it, but it's just there's something missing there. But he's everywhere. I'm just looking at people like, oh, okay.
I mean, I feel the soul in what he's saying. Like, you know, just hearing his story and where he comes from, it kind of touches me in my heart. Like, dang, like he came from nothing. Like, I heard he was like homeless, sleeping in the back of a grocery store or something, shit like that. Like, to be where he is now, it's a blessing, you know. And to have that story out there in front of a bunch of kids where he comes from, that probably feels like they'll never be
and
nothing.
Use him as a role model.
Exactly. I like that. You know?
So, and you guys are liking the single. Nicki Minaj singing on it with a little auto-tune.
That's all I've heard was that little snippet, but it sounds good to me.
And the full single is good. Moving on, Mike J.
Mike J.
The homie. I had to, you know, we got to show him some love. Yeah. So this is BFF right here.
Oh, so if I ever want to lock you down, girl, I know that you gon' be around. If I ever start to fall in love, if I ever, ever fall, if I ever, it's gon' be with you. It's gon' be with you. It's gon' be with you. If I ever, ever fall, if I ever, ever, ever. You're my good friend, I can't compare. Got my heart. My attention.
Mike J, BFF.
Man.
Mike J is dope, man.
Shout out to Mike J, man.
Yeah, that's
we've known him for a long time, man. We've seen him, like, grow up and turn into, like, even better singer than he was when we first met him, and that's saying a lot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we fuck with Mike J.
I think he dropped this at the end of last year, EP.
Yeah,
dope EP. Make sure you guys check it out.
Yeah.
All right. I haven't done my research on this next person. I just like the song. His name is The Kid Ryan. I have to get into him. This is featuring Problem and Mr. Smith, No Boundaries. The song's fucking dope. Kid Ryan, you guys heard that song?
Love
that
sample. I never heard the song, but yeah.
You heard it?
I just love the sample.
Oh yeah, no.
Genius sample.
Yeah. Love it. Again, I'm gonna have to do my research because I have to hear this. I always have to hear the second single.
Right.
Yeah. Like, if you guys know about this new craze, Bobby Shmurda.
I heard about it.
I'm obsessed, and I'm mad that I'm obsessed with it. I'm mad that I've become a sheep, and I'm obsessed with it. But I am. But the second single wasn't. I wasn't impressed. But I mean, that Bobby Shmurda, the first one.
A lot.
I gotta go check it out.
Well, it's 2004, the age of the internet.
Yeah.
All right, K. Roosevelt. What do you guys think about him?
K. Roosevelt's dope, man.
All right, here's my problem with K. Roosevelt. So, like we just said, the first single comes out and it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Do Me Now. Woo! That is a classic. So that song can be played 30 years from now, and people will still jam to that song.
Yeah,
so then he drops this EP called Journey. And maybe I went into it with too much expectations. I'm a type of person, I have way too high of expectations for everything in my life. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't really hit me, but I have to support him because I do like his music. Mm. The EP, not fully crazy about it, but he has about, there's five songs I like about maybe two. The other ones, I don't know. I think he's doing this Screwed and Chop thing that, from like Houston and all that. I just can't get into that personally. But if y'all are into it, so this song's called Cold. It's a little party song. You've heard this? I ain't playing no games tonight. The brown got me feeling alright. Yeah, I'm riding that way tonight. Yeah, shake that. I feel like it's his producers, because that song is doped.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's his producers.
Really?
Yeah. I remember.
Have you listened to the full EP?
No, that might have been Hit Boy producing that.
I like that. That one was really dope.
Oh, you mean, okay. He's a producer too, K. Roosevelt, so he probably did a lot of his own stuff.
Yeah, because there's three of them that's just like, it's okay. The songs are okay, but it doesn't hit me. Like, this is your EP. This is supposed to be, you know what I mean? Like, right. Bam, bam, bam. I want to see what you can fully deliver. I don't know. It's just disappointing. I haven't got a chance to hear the EP yet.
Check it out.
But everyone check it out. Go support him.
I like that joint, though. Cold is dope. I remember they let us hit out not too long ago.
Yeah.
All right.
I like that a lot of these songs are R&B. Let's just say that.
There you go. Mm. It's coming back. Mm-hmm. Young Thug featuring T.I. and Zeus. Ew. The remix. I'm not a Young Thug fan, but T.I. kills this verse. Like, let's just take a listen. Kill one of these suckers. Pussy ass nigga can't tell me nothing. Beat a nigga head with a Louisville sucker. Shoot a nigga dead, then feed him to the gun. Beat him like a little bitch, I treat him. Zone on sight like this, I greet him. Talk that shit, nigga, now. Get your ass gut down, nigga, in my town, I run it. Suck a nigga, know he don't want it. Ain't nobody gonna keep me from walking up on it. Nigga love running around, talking tough, don't he? Pray to God, may I die, let him fly my pony. Hold up, we will roll up. Hop out of that Corolla. Spit in the sack, at your chest until it blow up. Mm-hmm. Young Thug, T.I.C.
That nigga Tip got off.
I mean, it goes on and on. Like, they gave him a feature.
He's one of those perfect examples. Like, he's adapting.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy. He's been around for a minute, and I can already tell that verse is fire.
Hey, based off that verse, I love it. I'm about to go home and get it. Yeah. Like, that's my favorite one you played all day.
The chorus goes, ew, ew, ew. Do y'all know the original?
No, I never heard it.
All right, and then last one, R&B, Day 26 released their EP, and they did a remake of Lose Control. Let's take a listen.
We had an argument.
You told me you loved me.
And all those things that I said I never made it. No, baby, I didn't mean to make you cry.
Day 26 remaking Silk's Lose Control.
Interesting. That's what's up, man.
You know, that's we're just getting it out there.
Yeah. Okay, man. Hey, we appreciate good R&B, man.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why we are very thankful that you guys have dropped your reboot.
Yes, check sir, it out, 2.0. Man.
Athena's Erotica 2.0. Make sure you guys check it out, jakeandpapa.com. Oh, also, make sure you guys check them out on Twitter, Instagram, at Jake and Papa. And download the CD, Amazon, iTunes. Google it.
We gotta take you on the road with us.
All right, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for joining me. I appreciate it. We gotta have you guys in studio. And you guys also, next time you come, you're gonna have to give us a live performance.
Oh, let's get it, man. We're ready.
We can do that right now.
Can we give it to him? Can we get a quick little, can we just stop that music real quick? We got like 5 minutes, I think.
So we gonna let that black opium take control of us and let it open up your mind to the freaky things we could be, baby. How do you want it? How do you feel? 'Cause the sky is the limit when the vibe's just right, darling. And I'll give it all to you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, tomorrow may never come, bro. We got to do that right now.
I appreciate that. do we have any upcoming performances?
Yes, actually. We're performing at a sneaker expo on Sunday.
Yeah. Where is that?
Just stay tuned on our Twitter. We're going to give you information
gonna
drop on there.
Location, just stay tuned. At Jake and Papa.
There y'all have it. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online here on Twitter, Instagram. Also, make sure you guys tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.